Jesse, I really thought you'd have special music for your dad. A little surprise.
Well, yacht rock. How is there not yacht rock?
I should have done
exactly.
I should have done yacht rock.
Christopher Cross.
You're right.
Sailing takes me away to the radio.
Or at least
booth
Dolly
with
Parton.
Mark Tauscher.
I think Matt's probably as big a Dolly fan as I am, I would think. I don't know that for certain. But
Well, let's find out together. Joining us now, it is the voice of the Badgers. Tausch is the color analyst of the Badgers, but this man, this guy, is the voice of the Badgers. And he's got some nice egress windows that if anything happens, he can climb out of if he can kick all those footballs out of the way.
It's a nice glare, isn't it?
You look amazing.
How do you like the little sign I've got, though? You know, everybody should be fluent in silence. It's kind of my motto. Ooh. Have you seen the Yacht Rock documentary yet?
No.
Yeah,
are you in it?
Night tonight. I can't even talk. It was like last winter. Tausch, years ago, Tausch had never heard
Matt,
of Yacht Rock.
You brought that up, and I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? And then I went down and had a wonderful time in Chicago with our good buddy Dan Kelly, and all he played was Yacht Rock. And I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was the Sailing Away, like all that old, you know, some of your old references. There's some good stuff. I've become more of a Yacht Rock fan in the last year than I ever imagined I would.
A lot of Steely Dan. Yep. That qualifies. Yeah,
what else is on? Well, all right. So as much as I would love to discuss Badger football with you, and we will, and I would love to talk about you and your sidekick in year three of it being just a dynamic duo, what constitutes, and I will watch the documentary at some point in between Law and Order episodes, but what constitutes Yacht Rock? Because I think Christopher Cross immediately... Steely Dan, what else? What else is on your playlist, Captain?
Well, yeah, I mean, Christopher Cross, that's a natural, and he's featured prominently in the documentary. I think Michael McDonald, you know, the various groups he was with, right? Did you hear a little of that?
No, that one commercial that was played for five straight years.
just Google it, Jason. Yacht Rock. You will have artists. And when you watch the documentary, you will be educated. You will understand that it's much more than you might think.
It's as big as the ocean.
Good. You know, when you're on Tausch's yacht, you know, during Labor Day weekend, you know, you play that music. It takes the edge off.
You look away.
At the sea or Lake Mendota, whatever.
Sail away.
Sail away. And Tausch will
more
have a Coors
Enya.
Light in his hands, of course.
I like Enya's version of sail away. All right, Matt, before I ask Tausch this question, then I'm going to step aside, much like Homer does when I'm on his program, the Homer Hour with Bulaga or with John Anderson. He just quits the show for that period. I asked Tausch, what has he done to get ready for the opener? You know, you guys don't have preseason games to work out the kinks. So what have you two done to get ready? Because as I have told you many times, I sync up my varsity app on my iPad with the TV in our living room when I watch the games so I can support my guys and listen to them on the call. What can I expect from you two? Are there going to be some flubs? Are there going to be some talking over each other? Have you gotten enough work together going into the opener that you feel like you'll have a clean performance?
Yes, yes, no. Flubs, we'll talk over each other. We haven't had enough work, although we did share pizza at the Retro Pizza Hut in beautiful Platteville, Wisconsin, which was a lot of fun.
That was great.
You strive for perfection only with the hope of reaching excellence, as a famous coach in our beautiful state once said. And we're just striving to be the best C-minus duo that you could possibly be.
And I'll say this, Tucker Ashcraft not being available is going to help. I'll say that because that is always, I'm always like, God, I hope they don't throw it there. I'll touch it when Matt does it. And then I'm like, because we had that flub early on, that always, so I hope he gets back and is able to perform at some point this season. Matt, we've watched some practices. We've seen some things. And I think Luke this week, yeah, I thought put it really well in his press conference where I think everybody has thoughts, but there is a lot of unknowns about what we're going to see tonight. I guess, what are you looking for? What are kind of some of the unknowns that you hope we start finding answers to as this thing tips off? By the way, 8 o'clock tonight. Love the Thursday. 8 o'clock.
Good luck to you,
we're
going
to have
yeah,
to get
Matt.
Some coffee up there.
Good luck to you.
Probably 8:10 with the potential of the world-famous five-minute slide. So it might be quarter after we get underway. 8:10 at the earliest. Well, in honor of you being a Hall of Fame offensive lineman, and we know that with what they want to try to do offensively is, you know, get back to what made Wisconsin football. And, you know, they've had some guys banged up. They got a couple of newer faces in the offensive line. But you want to see, you know, are they going to be able to create space for Dylan Jones, for Darion Dupree, Cade Iacomelli? Will this group be able to protect the quarterback and Billy Edwards? Because I think, Taos, you and I have seen enough from spring and in training camp. This guy can make the throws. So if you give him the opportunity to do that, I mean, that's just start to reestablish the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. I mean, that just we haven't seen that. And defensively last year, they got pushed around, especially late in the year. They're bigger. They believe they're deeper. We'll find out together beginning tonight. Not final answer, but we'll start to get an idea. Are they better? Can they hold up against the run the way they couldn't a year ago?
I don't think there's going to be any, you know, from my perspective, and you saw this in spring, and you really saw the depth on that defensive line is going to be a lot better than what it was last year. Now, are we going to see the tackles for loss and the lost yardage plays that we didn't see last year? Those are those question marks that I think Luke and everybody, you know, everybody that's watching, and it would be good to see that progress show itself a little bit tonight as this, you know, daunting schedule gets going. And what did you make of I'm sure you saw the social media post by Wisconsin's football program with the schedule. And I love the fact that we're not sitting there and saying, it's not a big deal. You're embracing the fact that this is going to be a big, as they put it in there, obstacle. But is it about as important? And I've said this when that Badger Outsider joined us earlier. You know, normally when you play the softer underbelly games early in a season, not a big deal. I really think getting off to a fast start and gaining that confidence, especially with what's looming in a couple weeks, is really important for this team. Would you agree?
Yeah, I've said the same thing, Taush. I mean, you played it, you lived it. The way you play in game one may not have much effect what happens game six, game seven, but I just think this program right now needs to make as strong a first impression as possible. I think it to get the fans, which we know they're skeptical. They're like, yep, show me something. If this team can show them something here tonight, make some big plays on offense, get stops on defense, create turnovers. You mentioned get to the quarterback, get the ball carrier down behind the line of scrimmage. It's not a final verdict, but I think it would be really important tonight if this team is able to do that. It's just, they say about first impressions, sometimes it can be deceiving. But I think where this program has been the last few years, it would be pretty important to make a really good first impression here tonight.
Some might say fans are fickle, but I wouldn't.
Really good, Kay.
Matt, my biggest struggle, and I saw Tanner Mordecai made it to the final cuts with the 49ers, but it's hard for me as a, dare I say, fan, to really get into the season when I don't know much about the quarterback, right? I know the transfers every year. I know where they came from. Give people an idea of what to expect at the quarterback position, because that to me, you know, Evan Cohen, who, you know, we think the world of, always likes to say that
not as a quarterback we don't.
No.
Definitely
not as a quarterback. But what he likes to say is that a lot of Badgers fans only know the quarterback and the head coach, right? Because they're interested in getting up in their red regalia and just enjoy the game. I don't necessarily agree, but Billy Edwards is someone that I have not, unlike Nate Hobbs, I have not broken down the film on him. So give us an idea of what to expect from Billy Edwards.
I think in a nutshell, he seems to be a perfect fit for what they want to do offensively now, the kind of style of play. He's got some experience. He has size. He's about 225, I think, 230 pounds, 6'3". I wouldn't call him a dynamic runner, but they have used him, they being Maryland, the Terrapins, they used him to run the ball in certain situations. He's strong enough to be able to get what they need. If it's a 3 yard, take 3 yards to get a first down or get into the end zone, he could do that. He looks like he can make the throws. You know, from what we've seen in the spring and what we've seen in training camp, he can hit the deep ball. He can do all the things. Jason, I understand what you're talking about with people, but particularly now with the landscape, the portal, and I'm going to be calling Tausch and I'll be talking about guys. And if those who are listening would go, who, you know, who's Charles mm-hmm. Perkins, Mason Reiger, Jaden Ballard. But I also know this, if you're really good, they'll get to know you in a hurry. We didn't know a whole lot about Russell Wilson 14 years ago. Dude's 36 years old. He has spent one half of 1 year of his life in Madison, but he was really good that year. So Russell, what a great guy. More current events, John Tonjay of the basketball team. Mm-hmm. This was school number three for him. Didn't know a ton about him, scored 19 and a half points a game, and I have more fans go, what a great guy, that John Tonjay. And he is, but he was really good. Badger for life, as he said. So I think I understand it. Tausch and I go through this. I mean, we're watching these guys like, who's 92? Who's number 22? But if you're really good, and it's not just a Wisconsin thing, it's anywhere in the country, fans will embrace you. You put out a product that is worth watching, and fans will start to come back into Camp Randall at the numbers that they did in the heyday, when everybody knew who the right tackle was for the Badgers in 1999. Everybody knew, Jason.
Aaron Gibson.
It wasn't just Brooke.
That's a good one. I wanted to
not in 1999.
Jason.
They knew more than Brooke.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. 99. That is true.
All right. So,
trying
Matt,
to help
before
you out,
we.
I appreciate you.
Before we let you go, because you need to get ready, get the pipes warmed up and everything else. And Lord knows, usually you're the son you never wanted decides to chime in here. I'm not going to allow that. Instead,
what?
Yeah, sorry. we're gonna fire up the video. Hey, I didn't realize we had the Foursquare going now. I love it.
Oh, Foursquare. What is this? Hollywood Squares?
Can I say something real quick?
Of course.
Jesse is on double secret probation. For attending Sunday's Brewers game and not getting brand recognition to match the moment. He's on double secret probation. I don't want to go into that any more than you probably
pile
already
on.
Have this
That
week,
one hurts.
Pile on, yep.
That one hurts. That stinks.
I'm just saying. But anyway, go
not
ahead.
You too.
You've never been more disappointed in the son you never had.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were there at the Retro Pizza Hut.
Yes.
Now, Jesse has a clip from that blessed event with the 75-cent breadsticks and whatever else you guys had going on. Tausch reading books to the Badger players because he loves the book group. Jesse, you have some video to play for us. And then I'm told that the rest of the video, if you want to watch it in its entirety, are on our social media channels. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. This is just a small snippet, a tiny morsel of the whole pizza, one slice, you could say, from the video that we've posted on our social platforms.
Here we are at the Retro Pizza Hut. Alongside him, I'm me. Tausch, what do we look? We got pizza everywhere. What are you looking for?
There's pizza and there's wings, and I think we probably, from a standpoint of bringing out our best, this is the crew I think that you want when you want to put your best out and try to get a win down here in Platteville. This is the crew you want to have.
And you cannot be passive. You have to be in attack mode. You got to fire off the line of scrimmage.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I had not seen that previously. Because that is amazing. The Afros, you guys, oh, forget Yacht Rock, man. That is some super 70s action right there. Matt?
And we got a lot of compliments. The other patrons there say, hey, you guys look really good.
Yeah, I heard there might have been some that were more spitting pictures with you guys than others.
Well, yeah, there was some relatively young lady who said that I look pretty hot for someone of my age. So that was
hot. H-A-W-W-T.
Kind of a magical moment for me. I've been called many things. Hot is not one of them. I don't know how many beverages she had at the time. It was the middle of the day. But look at that. I mean, that's. And by the way, I do want to, and also I want to shout out your group. Look at that. I mean, how can you not love that?
Matt, the glisten in his eye when that young lady came and said he's hot was worth the whole day down there.
Well, and Tausch's shoulders slumping was like, what about me? How do I look? And he didn't add that.
Yeah, no, I didn't get any of that. Not even a glance from her.
Shout
Matt,
out Platteville.
You are called Absolutely. A lot of things, including the GOAT and the voice of the Badgers. And we appreciate not only your friendship, but your insight and the fact that you are part of our support group that has to deal with Tausch on a regular basis. That's not always easy, but he is one of the best in the business as well. We appreciate you. Have a great time tonight. Call it like you see it, like you always do. And we can't wait to hear plenty of touchdown Wisconsins from you.
Appreciate it. As I said, Tausch and I will screw up, but we will have fun. That we guarantee. So let's see what happens and see if we can both stay up. See if we can stay awake until 11:30.
Past your bedtimes. All right. Well, that is the hot voice of Badger football and Badger basketball. Oh, Matt LePay on Wilde and Tausch.